A lot of work has gone behind the scenes in Tailem Bend on discovering the rich history of the Murraylands town. The Tailem Bend Historians formed 5 years ago, and a lot of the fruits of their labour are on display this month at Coorong Council Gallery. Joining me to discuss what they've found is historian Helen Bowring. Hi there, Helen.
Good morning, Jenny, and how are you today?
I'm really well, thank you. Hope you're doing all right as well.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us about what you're exploring in this exhibition, The Life and Times of Tailem Bend.
Well, the exhibition itself gives a holistic picture of Tailem Bend's history and the diversity of its settlement, and the farming, the railways, the river trading, the central businesses, the housing, schools, churches, hospitals, and the people who lived and worked there. And it's an amazing collection of quality preserved black and white photographs as well as memorabilia.
So tell us about a favourite photo of yours.
Well, I was talking with two or three of the other historians, and we've actually found that it's very difficult to take just a single out one or two photographs, but there is a photo that was taken in the 1880s of the paddle steamer called the Etona. This paddle steamer was operated by the Anglican Mission Church, and it would call into the settlements along the river. So this is a long time ago. This is in the 1880s. And the priest on board would conduct baptisms and weddings and church services. And we believe it was the early beginnings for the establishment of the St Luke's Anglican Church in the township now. And in the history room, and there's a special photo of particular interest to ex-railway employees, and it shows three different locomotive engines photographed together in the rail yards, and other photos show the railway workers' houses being built and rolling stock in the roundhouse, which are of great interest.
Oh, right. So it sounds as though transport was a really big part of the town of Tailem Bend.
Well, it was, and the railway developed because the agricultural area needed to get their produce to markets, and yes, it became a very important railway town here in Tailem Bend. I do have another favourite photo that I could talk to you about, if you wish.
Absolutely.
It was one that was taken on January the 30th, 1935, which was the day of a community picnic being organised by the railways for the town. And it shows a convoy of motor vehicles. They're old buckboard utes lined up outside the railway station, loaded up with the adults and the children and all the provisions. And the historian who researched this photo said that the records said that there were 300 people, including 150 children, who went on a picnic that day to a place called Willows, which was at the beach on Lake Alexandrina. Now, that was quite a way to go, because Tailem Bend to Lake Alexandrina would have been a distance of about 40 kilometres or 25 miles. So it must have been a very big day out.
Oh, wow. You'd be definitely ready for that meal by the time you get to the picnic.
Imagine how many sandwiches had to be provided for everyone for lunch. It's been a logistical exercise, I think. We've got so many wonderful photographs to be seen here at the exhibition. After the exhibition, we'll hopefully store these exhibits and permanently transfer them to our history room located on the railway station.
Yeah, now Helen Bowring from the Tailem Bend Historians Group is with me. We're talking about their exhibition at the moment, Life and Times of Tailem Bend. This history room, this is a brand new thing, isn't it? You've just celebrated the opening of it in the railway space, right?
We did. We had a lovely day last Friday celebrating the opening. Our mayor opened the room for us. The room has been donated to us by the council, by Coorong Council. It has its own past history because it's actually located at the end of the railway station, which is a heritage-listed building, our railway station, adjacent to the Railway Museum Information Centre. It was used as a rail telegraph room, also as a freight parcel room, and a council office area for the transport scheme, and now it's being used as our history room. And so we're very pleased to have that space, because we don't have permanent space other than that for our exhibits. The gallery exhibition is one which changes over regularly in the council chambers, so we're very pleased to have this space now.
Right, and that's across the road, isn't it, from the Coorong Council Gallery?
It is across the road. And on Friday, we had our town crier ringing the handbell and escorting us across to the room after we'd originally had an opening in the gallery, and then we went across for the official cutting of the ribbon over at the room. So it was quite a fun celebratory day for our group.
And Helen, it sounds as though, you know, having a town crier, and obviously there's a lot of retaining of history in this space, isn't there? It must be. I mean, of course, there's been progress and change, but do you find, looking at the photos, that there's still a lot of likeness today to how Tailem Bend was back in early establishment and settlement?
We can see that. The older residents are very keen to remind us about the past in that way. We have a session on the last Monday of each month at the library, and it's called Monday Memories, and it runs from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. People are invited from the community to come along and discuss any of the photos that are being put out and talk about the past, and we gain a lot of information from that particular group.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll be a lovely thing to go and do.
Yeah. It is. It's usually up to 15 people meet there on that day, and it's really nice to see the older members of the community getting together and chatting about the past times, and sometimes there's a theme. We may have talked about the paddle steamers and the trade on the River Murray, or I believe the next session they're talking about the garages that used to be in Tailem Bend. So it keeps that history alive of a particular topic.
And do they need to book?
No, anybody's welcome to come take part in that, yes.
So when would that, the next one, be then?
Next one's the 31st of May at 10 o'clock in the community library.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, really lovely to have you on the program today. Thanks so much for your time today, Helen.
Thank you for the opportunity to promote the life and times of Tailem Bend. Thank you.